salsa, goddamn Mo Monday swag. Sit back and relax, cause you're in luck. The weekend's not over, man. Mo Mondays don't suck.
Every Monday at Mo's, get an awesome burrito, chip, salsa, and a drink for just $6.99.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about, you can get in now. Well, if it's style points you wanted, style points you received. Clemson provided all the style points you want. Apparently that wasn't enough to satisfy some because Notre Dame has jumped in front of Clemson and AP poll and numerous power ratings that I saw, including those of the four-letter network. I'm not all that surprised by that. You know, I thought Clemson's performance, obviously, against Wake Forest was completely dominant. Everyone's been, all geeked up about the offense and the numbers the offense put up. But I think the bigger story is the defense and what the defense did against a Wake Forest offense that's been very potent. Look, I warned, discussed all last week, the fact that Wake's defense was hideous and Clemson was going to do whatever they wanted against this defense. I felt pretty confident about that. I think the bigger issue was the Clemson defense, which basically totally stoned a Wake Forest offense that, again, has been very competent. You know, there was no question about what side of the ball Wake Forest was better on. Offensively, they've been pretty good. Defensively, they were hideous. So it stood to reason Clemson was going to be hyper-productive against Wake Forest. There were still some things you weren't totally sure of, but I thought it was a game where Clemson was probably going to score 50 points. But defensively, you know, I thought that Wake Forest would put some points up. Wake Forest was unable to do anything. They couldn't run it. They couldn't throw it. This has been a rushing attack in a balanced Wake Forest offense that, again, had put numbers up on everybody. Even in defeat, they had put numbers up. They put numbers up against Boston College. They put numbers up against Notre Dame. They moved the ball even in defeat. They were completely unable to move the ball against Clemson. And I think this is the first sign of Clemson beginning to be the best that they can be. You know, I wrote on my Twitter feed over the weekend that Clemson was more impressive than Alabama this weekend, that this is the first time you could really say that on the year. And I think it was true. You know, and somebody said, well, but, you know, Walt, it's about who you play, too. Yeah, well, Alabama played Arkansas, okay? And Arkansas is a bad team, or has been a bad team all this year. Certainly not better than Wake Forest, right? I mean, if anything, somewhat similar teams, different but similar. And so, you know, I thought for the first time Clemson put a complete game together, and look, it's still not where Clemson wants to be offensively, because I don't think the passing game is where Clemson wants to see it at this point. But the running game, I mean, again, you have to consider the opponent, but the last several weeks Clemson has run the ball at will. And when you put up 471 yards rushing, that matters. That says something about who you are. You know, it's been suggested by some that Clemson's a finesse team. And listen, there have been elements in terms of Clemson's offensive line play in recent years that have been finesse. It's, you know, and that's part of the approach. It's part of the scheme you play. But when you rush for 471 yards, that's not finesse. And it's beginning to establish an identity. You know, before the year, when everyone was talking about, you know, you have to have big plays, you have to have big plays, you have to have explosive plays, we need explosive plays, I said, well, hand it to Etienne, you'll get explosive plays. You know, my point was, and I said this 100 times, is that you don't necessarily just need explosive plays in the passing game. You have a guy, the most explosive player on your team is Etienne, period. So you want explosive plays, you might be well served to give it to him from time to time. You know, and I've been begging for that for a year and a half now, to give the ball to Etienne. As a million people who tweeted me this weekend remember, I said at the start of last year that Etienne's the most talented back to ever play at Clemson. I said that at the start of last year. I don't know how many people took exception to that then. It was nearly universal. It was like, oh, well, you know what you're talking about, but best, most talented back ever. Well, yeah, most talented back ever. I'm sorry, it's not close. Two is Terry Allen, and that's not close either, between two and three and four. If you're talking about running back, then it's inarguable. He's the most talented back who's ever played at Clemson. You know what the funny part is? When all is said and done, the next most talented back may be on this team right now, in Lynn J. Dixon. You have to know what talent looks like, and that's what it looks like. I think I can make a case that the most talented back to ever play at Clemson is Travis Etienne. The second most talented back is the guys behind him in the fourth spot on the depth chart. that's what's so amazing about it. Clemson had talented quarterbacks, five-star quarterbacks, and they out-recruited them. And that's what this staff keeps doing. And you see it in every area of play. Etienne is absolutely, you know, again, before the season said he was the most explosive back east of the Mississippi. I got all these people who told me, Georgia fans say, you can't put him before Swift. How about now? Can I put him before Swift now? I did put him before Swift. I put him in my top five backs in the country. He said he was the most explosive back east of the Mississippi. Guess what? He's not the most explosive back east of the Mississippi. He's the most explosive back, period. Because Bryce Love isn't Bryce Love anymore for a whole assortment of reasons. So now he's just the most explosive back, period. East to west, north to south, and the second most explosive back maybe on his own team. Which is just insanity.
That's good for Clemson.
Yeah, good for Clemson. I mean, it's sort of a remarkable thing to see. It's sort of an incredible, remarkable thing to witness. And that's where you are with Clemson recruiting. Want me to give you another example? Here's the other example. Shaq Lawson and Kevin Dodd were absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant are greater than Shaq Lawson and Kevin Dodd. And Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry are greater than Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant. You following what I'm saying? Clemson put two defensive ends into the National Football League in the first, 40 picks of the draft, whatever it was. The two guys playing now, Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant, are better than those two guys who preceded them. And the two guys that follow them are better than Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant. Look, again, I've compared Xavier Thomas to Bradley Chubb. He's the same guy. Well, Bradley Chubb was a top six draft pick. That's what Xavier Thomas is going to be. And Henry shows all sorts of promise, and he's just beginning to fill out. From a talent standpoint, those two guys are better than the guys in front of them. That's what Clemson's doing. That's what's happening from a recruiting standpoint. Remember Friday Night Stars guy who used to call in? What was it? Billy Bob from South Carolina or whatever his name. What was his name?
Bill.
South Carolina Bill. Gamecock Bill. Whatever he was. Remember, all you have is Friday Night Stars. Yeah, your Friday Night Stars who turn into the best players in the country and get drafted in round one, that's why you win. Because, it's some remarkable parallel in which Friday Night Stars become Saturday afternoon stars. And then later a lot of them become Sunday afternoon stars. But here's the thing. If they're not Friday night stars to begin with, then they're never going to become Saturday afternoon stars. And their chances of becoming Sunday afternoon stars, slim. Slim. And so this is what Clemson's been able to do. And you have to be able to see the talent. Again, the talent that Etienne was patently obvious to me the first time I ever saw him. And I tried to relay that here. As many times as possible. Talked about the fact that he was the greatest talent in Clemson football history at the position. And that it was beneficial to give him the ball. Now he's getting the ball and, you see what happens. He's the most explosive back in America. And again, it may be that the next most explosive back plays on his own team. I've heard a lot of talk about Heisman Trophy today. Look, it's way premature Right now, if you're evaluating backs based on Heisman, Benny Snell is clearly the number one back in the country. From that standpoint, I mean, it's inarguable. He has single-handedly carried his football team. Every team who plays Kentucky knows who's getting the ball. He's elevated a team that doesn't belong elevated without him. Now, there's another great player on that team, Josh Allen, who may be equally deserving of consideration if people actually had, you know, eyes and understood what they were seeing. But Snell is, again, he's the focal point of every team that Kentucky plays. The whole game plan is him. He has taken a team that isn't elitely talented, and he has single-handedly elevated that entire football program. Clemson has lots of talent. Etienne is as talented as any back in the country. And has been, was last year. You know, again, the talent was obvious. You know, he needed some maturing in certain areas and still does. In pass protection, etc. That's part of being a young player. And you grow up in those areas, and he's gotten better. And he'll continue to get better. But he's the best running back, with all apologies to Terry Allen, with all apologies to Flowers, who are tremendous players. He's the most talented back to ever play at Clemson. And again, when all is said and done, number two may well be Dixon, because he has very similar traits. In some ways, he's almost the same guy. You know, it's like Clemson's recruited a defensive tackle when no one else can find one of those legitimate 300-plus pound guys out of high school. Clemson finds multiples. And when everyone else is struggling to find guys who can rush the passer off the edge and set a hard edge, Clemson finds, you know, two. Well, actually, you go back before that and you go to Beasley and company. So, Clemson has sort of a tradition of defensive ends that actually goes back even before that in recent history, including under Coach Bowden, etc. But in extremely recent Clemson history, this is why Clemson's elite. It's because as great as Shaq Lawson and Kevin Dodd were, Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant are better. As great as Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant are, Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry are going to be better. And it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious. Now, look, injury can change all this. But the highest pair of defensive end draftees combined are definitely going to be Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. They're going to supplant everything the other groups did. I mean, that's what's coming. Good luck to you. We'll take a quick break. Walter Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
With fall and winter approaching, it can be overwhelming to think about winterizing your boat. Store your boat at Take Cover Boat RV and Camper Storage. No winterization needed. With over 200,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled storage, their facility makes it easy to protect and store your boat, RV, or camper during the winter months. No long-term contracts required. Visit TakeCoverBoatAndRV.com for more information or call Blake Jones at 608-9270.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line X of Anderson today.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the supreme team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Finer than frog fur. Doesn't get much better than that. Clemson Chamber Annual Golf Tournament is October 9 at Boscobel. So sign up your team and join us. We provide the entertainment, the food from noon to the 19th hole pizza and Irish coffee, and variety of beverages. Five hole-in-one opportunities with a $25,000 top prize. 5,000 putting contests with other great prizes and a silent auction to benefit Upstate Warrior Solution. There'll be nonstop activity and fun from 1 p.m. tee time. Contact the Chamber to register, 654-1200.
Wants better than Walt's Deptula? Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes I seem a little mad.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Apparently, the Associated Press still has Clemson ahead of Notre Dame. I saw a tweet today that indicated, from a news source, that indicated the contrary. I hadn't checked the Associated Press poll. But apparently, Clemson is still ahead. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I looked it up.
Good,
and that's good. What it says.
Ben from Anderson writes, Walt, way to preach, bro. What you just spelled out is exactly why I argue with my fellow Gamecock fans about competing with Clemson. We won't. We can't. Many think we'll be there in a season or two. I'm like, have you actually evaluated the talent and depth they're building? Are you blind? We're so far off their level, it's a pipe dream at this point. That's Ben from Anderson. By the way, South Carolina got a very good win this week, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But, I mean, look, that's the reality of it. And it's not happening at just isolated positions. It's happening across the board. And it's not a Clemson v. South Carolina thing. It's a Clemson v. anybody thing that isn't named Alabama. I mean, you're seeing the talent. Tester writes about Sam Anderson, writes about Jordan Williams. Look at the wide receiver positions. As big a talent as T. Higgins is, I mean, quite honestly, Justin Ross looks like he's a bigger talent. And these kids coming in, the not a kid from California, I think is enormously underrated. I don't think people have any idea how special that kid is. The Latson kid, I mean, the talent coming in, the wide receiver thing, it's like a continuous, can you top this? And again, it's not just one position. Clemson is recruiting this way across the board. And that's what you're seeing. And so, every year now Clemson loses all these guys to the national football. This year it wasn't as many because some stayed home. And you think, well, they can't replace them, and then they do. And again, if you actually understand what the talent looks like, look, I knew the first time I ever saw Etienne, he was as talented as any back I'd ever seen at Clemson. The first time I ever saw him. And I said that then and said, if he stays healthy, he'll be the best back in Clemson football history. Well, he's already on his way to that. And then you see this Lynjay Dixon cat that basically comes out of nowhere. And he's as talented as Etienne. Which seems impossible, but it is. And as I indicated, you can track Clemson's history of defensive end play and go back, X number of years with it now to Daquan Bowers and all those guys. But when you look at just the last three versions, the one that just passed, the one that's in place now, and the one that is in place but hasn't taken the field as starters yet, you're talking about an elevation. You're talking about out-recruiting great talent and great players. And as I said, as great as Lawson and Kevin Dodd were, Cleland Farrell and Austin Bryant better, and as great as those two are, it's absolutely clear that the best version of all is Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry. And the jump to those two cats is going to be significant. Because, again, the first time I saw Thomas, I said, well, that's Bradley Chubb. It's the same body type. It's the same exact player. And Chubb is already doing his thing with Denver. But that's what a top five pick looks like. And that's what Xavier Thomas is going to be. And KJ Henry is not going to be far behind him. This is what's happening at Clemson. You want to get in and discuss any of it, you're welcome to 654-7627. But look, in terms of the game and the output, I think it's important that Clemson runs the football and is able to run the football for a myriad of reasons. First of all, you have a talented and deep running back room. That group of backs creates big plays, most notably Etienne. And you have to regularly get him the ball. And look, we said the other day, Thursday or Friday, that I expected this to be more like a 10-10-10 game in terms of how the carries were divided, because I thought Clemson would be in that type of control of the football game, and that's basically what happened. Feaster didn't get his because he got banged up. Otherwise, he would have fed too. But I think it's important from a protecting Trevor Lawrence standpoint to establish the run game. I think it's vital. I think it's the best insulation against him taking a lot of big shots. And I think it helps every element of your offense. And look, again, I don't think the passing game is yet where Clemson wants it to be. But as I've indicated before, you're not playing playoff games now. Do people watch the New England Patriots play? Every year it starts out with, the world is collapsing. You know, last year they got destroyed by Kansas City. That was the end of the run. That was the end of the world. It was all over.
Because they're waiting for them to fall.
Right. This year it's the same thing. Start of the season, they don't look very good. But what happens as the year goes on every year? They get better and better and better. Do you know why? Because the Patriots fundamentally don't give a rat's a about what happens or how they look stylistically in the first game of the season or the second game of the season or the third game of the season. The Patriots are targeting end game. Their goal is to win the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl, and win that game. That's their goal. So their whole mindset is on getting better and on winning at the end. And Clemson's doing the same thing, whether people realize it or not. It's about winning at the end. So if Dabo Swinney doesn't run the score up on Georgia Southern, it doesn't matter. It's about getting better. And there are elements of this team that are clearly starting to get better. The defense is starting to get better. That's Wake Forest is a viable test in that regard. The commitment to running the football is starting to get better. The feeding Etienne is starting to get better. And with all these things, the Trevor Lawrence element will come. He will get better as the rest of the season progresses and with a mind's eye on being great by the time you get to the games that are ultimately going to decide this whole thing. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's a target in the future. And that's what Clemson does every single year now under Coach Swinney. Don't misread me. Winning your division, winning your league is imperative. Those are your first goals. And if you don't attain those goals, then the rest of it's not attainable. So make no mistake about it. Clemson needs to win these games, and they are winning these games. But the point is, you don't have to be perfect style-wise early. Alabama, to the way the country views Alabama, Alabama has been perfect stylistically so far. That's all the nation sees. The nation doesn't see that there are actually vulnerabilities. The nation thinks that Alabama is a 14-point favorite over everybody. And the reason is because Tua Tagovailoa is outrageously, insanely good. All true. All true. Tua Tagovailoa, another guy we told you about last spring, told you he'd be the best quarterback in Alabama football history. Hey, Ramona, remember that guy? What was his name? Jeffy or something? The guy who, when I said that Tua will be the best quarterback in Alabama football history, remember he said, well, that's just stupid or something, because they had Joe Namath and Kenny Stabler, and then he hung up the phone. Remember that guy?
Oh, yes.
How about now, Jeffy? How about now? How about now? How about now that Tua Tagovailoa is so far and away the number one statistical quarterback in NCAA football history? It's not even close. Not even close. I'll give you those numbers in a little bit. But people see Alabama now and they say, well, you know, no one can beat Alabama because, look, they're blowing out everybody they play. Again, the playoffs don't start today. So Alabama's been great stylistically so far, but there are things that people don't see. There are warts that people don't know exist because they see. What did we tell you about Bama before the year? We told you that it would be the best Bama offense in history. That's what we told you. That they might average 50 points a game. That's what we told you. We told you all these things before the year, but we also told you that defense was not as good as recent Alabama versions and that the secondary was suspect. Well, if you're actually watching football and you're actually not just concerned with the final score, newsflash, Arkansas moved the ball on Alabama on Saturday. They moved the ball passing with a quarterback named Story, who his season high was 160 yards. He had 170-something yards still in the first half against Alabama. And that has been my claim all along, that as great as Alabama has looked, there's still an Achilles heel that won't be exploited by the teams Alabama's playing in during the regular season. It's like when Clemson had special teams issues, year one they went to the playoffs. We knew those issues would not be exploited by Wake Forest or teams like that. They'd be exploited by a similarly talented team at the end of the process. So just because Alabama doesn't face teams in their league that can exploit that weakness doesn't mean the weakness isn't there. Doesn't mean that it won't be exploited by better talent at the end of the process, whether that better talent is Ohio State or Clemson or somebody else. It's still there. It's still there. They are not invincible. They are vulnerable still. You know, there's something else. They're a different team. They're a different team.
Yeah, Texter 417, that text is just too stupid to respond to because you're just making stuff up.
Alabama is not your traditional Saban team now. They're a throw-first team. They're a throw-early and pass-first football team. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see whether other people can actually just run at them too. Other people with balance in their offense who can throw it and run it can attack them because that Alabama defense is now vulnerable to both. So there's that. Trust me when I tell you this. I can see it unfolding. I can see it, a scenario unfolding whereby both Clemson and Ohio State are very legitimate challengers to Alabama at the end of the season, and that Alabama's alleged easy path to the national championship isn't so easy at all, and perhaps one they never complete. Stick around. There's a lot of football left to be played. The season doesn't end in three games. It doesn't end in four games or five games. It's just starting. It's just starting. Teams will look completely different at the end than they do now. Especially a team with the talent level that an Ohio State or Clemson has. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One, they're the best security company around. You know, when it comes to being active and engaged in your community, that's what you love about Priority One. They're matching every dollar we raise in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. It's incredible. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with in your community. But it's not enough. This is. They're tip of the spear in technology. They customize and cater and design every system around the specifics of your layout, which is essential to quality security. They also have the fastest response time in the industry. And at the end of the day, that's what security is really about. It's Priority One, 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Coach Edge, you're first up. We get back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Ready SC is assisting Esurance, an Allstate company, with recruitment for its Greenville office. Esurance is seeking entry-level associates with starting pay of $15 an hour plus commission. Esurance is an equal opportunity employer providing paid training and licensing programs. Interested candidates are invited to their open house Wednesday, October 10th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 1200 Brookfield Boulevard. For more information, go to esurance.com/careers. Esurance, making insurance surprisingly painless.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. The Astros' George Springer now has 9 postseason career homers, most in Astros history. Not only that, he now has as many postseason home runs as Barry Bonds in almost 50 fewer at-bats. That's not too shabby. Texas, Walt, you just made me so happy as a Tiger fan. When you talk about how good our young talent is, I know it isn't just speculation, it's expertise. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And it is. I mean, their talent is just, the talent at Clemson is just unbelievable.
I got one on the Health Care text line. It says, Walt, you discovered Kareem Hunt before everyone. How does ETN compare to him? And then it says, as you know, Hunt went on to lead the NFL in rushing as a rookie.
Yeah, when I first saw Kareem Hunt at Toledo, it was, you know, 2 years before anyone had ever heard of him. And he wasn't anything. People didn't know about him. The first people to know about Kareem Hunt were the people who listened to this show, because nobody at that time was talking about Kareem Hunt as an NFL talent. And even at draft time, people ignored him. People ignored who he was. Kareem Hunt was built similarly to Walter Payton. And I saw a lot of similar characteristics in him at the time. Hunt is a thicker body type than Etienne is. But Etienne is still not physically mature yet either. And you've already seen changes in him from last year to this year. I'd have to think a bit about who Etienne reminds me about stylistically. I'll do that. But, you know, he's... different types, but both incredible talents. And obviously, Kareem Hunt continues to excel as a member of the insanely prolific Kansas City Chiefs offense. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Coach Edge, Joe, and more. We're coming right to you right now. Edge, how are you?
Walt, what's going on, man?
Thank you, Edge. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you letting me get in. Hey, man, the Chiefs. Good gracious, they have a 4x100 Olympic gold medalist relay team. And I tell you what, man, I am fond of Andy Reid. The plays and the schemes that he runs with the players that he has, I mean, good night.
Yeah, he's running a high school college offense.
And crushing people.
Yeah, because NFL teams are still slow to react to it. You know, yeah, more and Travis more, Kelce. You know, We're seeing such an incredible transformation in the National Football League, which I actually want to talk about later. The rise of some of these young coaches and what we're seeing scheme-wise. I mean, it's just what Kansas City's doing. I mean, that Jacksonville defense is as fast and talented as any defense you've ever seen in this league. You know, but
Jalen Ramsey don't even wear a mouthpiece just so he can make sure he talks to you.
Yeah, and Kansas City sort of made him look stupid. You know, so that's
kinda sort of did.
That's how advanced they are. Now part of that is that, you know, in the past, an elite defense could have physically punished an offense. You know, that's sort of been taken out of the game. So as elite as Jacksonville is defensively, they're not really allowed to physically punish an offense.
Nope. And games change, man.
Yeah, we saw more elements of that.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt. I mean, they just... The Mahomes kid has just been unbelievable. And I put a lot of that on Andy Reid. And I've heard you say it a lot of times, too. You know, you got to get into the right fit. You know, you talked about Jared Goff. How did Jared Goff look when he was with, what's his name? With
the mustache, Jeff Fisher.
That was the coach.
Yep, Jeff Fisher.
Didn't really look that good.
No, he was terrible. People were saying he was a bust, which was laughable.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, we judge everybody.
After 1 year.
Right, we judge everybody in 5 minutes now.
Maybe Jeff Fisher was a bust.
Oh, he was definitely a bust. And we didn't judge him in 5 minutes. We judged him on his whole career.
Yeah. Hey, man, when you're talking about Clemson's recruiting, I'd like to see us elevate a little more. And I'm just going to be greedy. I'm just being greedy. I'd like to see us elevate a little more at the O-line, DB, and linebacker position. But when you're talking about the running back stable we have now, the receivers who have come through, and the DNs and D tackles too. Grady Jarrett was unheralded.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just unbelievable. I want to ask you this though. I keep hearing Tua. How do you think Tua Tagovailoa's talent translates to the NFL, man? You think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, or is he going to go to?
I do.
Some team that's hunting to try to.
Well, you know, again, I can't predict where he'll go to, and that can obviously be an enormous hindrance. The challenge for him at the pro level is he's still at most like 6'2". He's about 6'2". He's not a 6'4" guy. So, you know, that's But again, the game is changing. It's evolving, and it's evolving more to guys like with his skill set. So, yeah. I think...
You don't necessarily need that 6'5", 6'6", pocket passer or whatever.
Right.
The game has moved to the Russell Wilsons of the world.
Right, and he is so phenomenal at every element of quarterback play that it's almost hard for me to imagine it not translating. I mean, he throws the deep ball. He puts air under it. He has velocity. He throws with incredible touch, unworldly accuracy. And then at the end of all that, he has movement skills that defy imagination.
Incredible. How do you think ETN's skill set translates to the NFL? Because I would compare him a lot to another guy that wore number 9 with Wayne Gallman. He's been there now for about a year and a half. I know he's a little more explosive.
Not a little more.
And we've talked about the game.
Not a little more. I mean, no offense to Wayne Gallman. Wayne Gallman is a tough player, but ETN is light years more explosive than Wayne Gallman. And a texter actually wrote me a minute ago with a really good suggestion. He compared him to Tony Dorsett, and I think that's fair. I think that's pretty close.
Wow.
That's pretty close to what ETN is.
Ooh. Yeah, rip off a 99-yard touchdown run, kind of whenever you want it. Anytime he touches the ball, he can score.
And it's the body type.
I didn't think about that.
It's sort of the Dorsett body type.
Dorsett. Dorsett was a good one. Just want to talk about the recruiting. How much do you think it plays into Clemson's favor with the recruiting when you are seeing guys on Sunday afternoon and Sunday night doing what these former Clemson players have done? I mean, that has to be a boon for recruiting. I got to stick in a new Hopkins thing over there. Hit the circle button, hit the circle button, hit the circle button 3 times on a spin move walk. Man, that dude, he might not be the best receiver in the league. He's the best receiver in the world to me. But, man, I mean, I just think that plays a lot into the recruiting when you're seeing these former Clemson players having a lot of success.
Yeah, there is no question. I mean, it's the greatest advertising going. Trust me, when kids are making their decisions about college, the elite talents, they're not thinking just about college. They're thinking about what can college do for me. And it's absolutely true that the NFL is going to find you no matter where you are, but make no mistake about it. It works. When you see, especially a certain position group excelling at the pro level, players who play those positions are going to be drawn to you like magnets. So yeah, absolutely. Yep. When you see all these guys making their way and having success at the pro level, it's the greatest advertisement your university can get. I mean, there's nothing better from a Clemson standpoint than turning on a nationally televised game on a Sunday night and having Deshaun Watson making plays to Nuke Hopkins. I mean, there's nothing. That's the greatest advertisement you're ever going to get. Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney, Jonathan Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had to throw a couple Gamecocks in there for him because, those guys are studs too or whatever, but. Yeah, it's awesome to watch the recruiting level at Clemson. Tommy Bowden, Tommy built us the West End Zone, and we had some good recruits then. Yep. Yo,
I have to run, Edge.
Hey, go Tigers bye week. We won't lose this week, bro.
Thank you, Edge. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
Before I get to the college football stuff, admittedly, I'm not a huge UFC fan, but I follow it every now and then. That fight this weekend and the aftermath, it's dropped down to Mickey Mouse level stuff. I mean, I don't understand the Conor McGregor stuff. I view him as, quite frankly, racist in his comments. And then what happened afterwards on the other side, that fight. I mean, that was probably the most disgraceful thing I've ever seen. You had Conor McGregor go off and get beforehand last year, and then you have this guy, have people come out of his corner and beat up Conor McGregor after a fight. And the whole thing was disgraceful to me. I mean, do you have any
opinions of that. I mean, that was just...
Well, you know, look, the conduct after the fight is over the top and it's outlandish. And I think that Dana White, in his own way, has been complicit in this type of stuff. You know, I know that he comes off as this disciplinarian, but this sport has been moving more and more towards phony wrestling for as long as I can remember now. And I just think that's the way it is. You know, in terms of Khabib, you know, here's the thing. I watched his explanation today, and I think there's some truth to what he said. I mean, he said that, you know, I don't want any of this. You know, I want to move the sport back to what it was. He said, you know, this guy insulted my religion. He insulted my father. He insulted my, you know, on and on, my country, on and on and on. And he did. He did all those things, you know, and look, I know that's part of his usual mind games, but I think he crosses line all the time in terms of his conduct. And so who knows what was said to him? I get, you know, you can't have athletes going up into the stands. I get that. And it's true. And he shouldn't have. And I think he, you know, he apologized and I think he understands that. But in a real way, you know, McGregor and his team, they bring all this stuff on themselves. You know, they're the ones who start it all. And it's insanity to think otherwise. Everything that guy said about all the things McGregor and his people did, it's true. They did all those things. So, you know, to me, look, he got his A kicked, absolutely owned by Khabib, and I'm glad for it.
I just don't. I don't like Conor McGregor at all. I think he's kind of a vile individual.
I agree.
But you know, Pete, this nonsense of comparing him to Ali. Well, Ali was never a vile.
Oh, good grief!
You know, but just one thing about the South Carolina game.
You know what, Joe? Hold on. I started you late. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. We'll get to it on the other side. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.